radio moment.
If there's any such thing as a presenter's presenter, it's probably Roger Scott. Roger died this week 30 years ago, aged 46. He was best known for his Capital work, where he spent 15 years before joining Radio 1. And it all started in America.
WPTR!
Touch more!
Music 1540!
Rod Scott Show playing so much more than the fellas next door. Mr. Dynamite James Brown here in his famous Flames, and money won't change you.
Really, I've had a most fantastic 8 months, and I hope you all wish me luck. I'm off to Montreal on Monday. I'm going up there on Monday afternoon, and I'm going to start work up there next Thursday. I hope you all wish me luck.
The definitive Burt Bacharach Hal David medley there from the Carpenters. Really nice. 9:29, UBN safety first time on a rather cloudy and sort of damp Thursday morning. I don't know if you got home in time last night to watch the end of that Besson and Hedges.
Everybody goes through that. You want to sound like Steve Wright. You want to sound like Simon Bates. You want to sound like Kenny Everett. You want to sound like Roger Scott. You want to sound like Tony Blackburn. Everybody goes through all that. But the secret is, come out of it at the other end, having discovered yourself.
Capital.
7 minutes past four. Came in this morning, sat down, opened my letters. First thing I do in the mornings, love getting letters. I bet a lot of people think I don't actually read them. You think I've got teams of secretaries opening them all. But I actually really do enjoy reading letters myself when they come in. And I opened one this morning and a £5 note fell out. And there was a little note with it. And I thought I ought to read you this for anybody who thinks the younger generation are a terrible mess. £5 note, right?
Roger Scott, who died this week 30 years ago. Talking of Capital, after a weekend outing, Capital Gold became a fully-fledged AM oldies station this week in 1988.
David Hamilton, a little gold nugget on 1548 AM.
That's me, folks. Good morning, and welcome to the David Hamilton Music Show on Capital Gold. Yeah, I think it's fair enough to call that a classic. Number one in the summer of 1967, Procol Harum and A Whiter Shade of Pale. It was a record that they never really equaled, although they did come up with some other good tracks like Homburg and Conquistador.
Capital Gold, which went full-time on Capital's AM frequency this week 31 years ago. When tragedy strikes, radio now may not be the first medium to break the news, but when it becomes hugely valuable is how it responds afterwards. This week last year, the helicopter crash which killed the chairman of Leicester City Football Club and four other people.
Outside the King Power Stadium, which just a few hours ago was bustling with noise and thousands of people here to watch Leicester City record a 1-1 draw with West Ham United. Now, for those who don't know, every single week, every single home game, after the game, the Leicester City owner's helicopter lands in the centre of the pitch, picks up the owners and takes them to wherever they need to be, whether that be their place in London or to...
We would normally come on air and tell you about the games we can look forward to seeing in the show. This, though, is no ordinary Saturday.
You know, previous chairman tried to move Alan Birchnell, the Leicester City legend, on and maybe away from the club. Cumbershire gave him a job for life to stay at this football club because of what he represents and represented. And that emotion that he's carrying is raw, and it's difficult because he was a leader. That's the Birch we're talking about. So he knew him intimately. It's going to be very, very difficult for this football club to move on. Birch, are you all right, buddy?
Yeah, you're right, Birch. Sorry.
No, you're right, mate. You're right.
Yeah, sorry.
He's a good bloke.
He's just one of the lads, he come down, you know. It was
Radio Leicester on the scene this week last year, and as I recall, Capital was live from there the morning after as well. When the Today programme was born, then heard on the BBC Home Service, it was a rather different animal. Topical Talks, they called it. The programme was afterwards refocused and hardened and cut in half, and in the 1970s nearly disappeared altogether. The first edition was heard this week in 1957. But even after 62 years, things don't always go according to plan.
Oh, she's gone.
I'm not.
Emily Kent, are you there?
After saying that about wood pigeons and depressing us all.
I hope I didn't offend her. That seemed like a huge increase, doesn't it? 1,000%.
It does. Well, but they're everywhere and they will eat just about anything. At least it looks to me as if they'll eat just about
anything. Well, I'm afraid she has gone. Anyway, that was Emily Kent while we were talking to her, and we were talking about... Oh, she's back. No, she's back. Emily, are you there?
No.
No?
No, she's not. No. I wonder whether Richard Conway's there, whether he is, because he's at Aintree, and I'm just hoping.
Can he talk about birds
for
a few
minutes? Hasn't been eaten by a wood pigeon or something. he might be there, but I don't know, because I'm not being told of fun.
No, he's not there either. Well, we'll keep trying to get hold of Emily Ketchum.
All right, actually, well, what's your view? Like, let's get.
Should we talk
really
about wood
down
pigeons?
And dirty. Yeah, what is your view of wood pigeons?
Well, I like them, actually.
They waddle.
I like the sound of them. I like the sound of them. And that 1,000% increase, I could tell you some of the other things.
Yeah, but they drive away lots of other nice birds. You see really, really nice birds like blackbirds. Well, the blackbirds seem to survive.
What's going to happen now is you're going to show off with your rural knowledge and make me seem metropolitan...
I tell you
I've got birds in my garden.
This is a good time for birds, isn't it? Blackbirds especially. Favourite bird, Justin, favourite bird. I'll tell you what mine is. Blackbird. Favourite bird?
Yeah. I quite like owls, actually. Not that we have many in South London.
You don't have
fascinating thing.
You don't have blackbirds in South London?
No, owls.
Owls! Well, no, of course you don't have owls, because, you know, owls get kind of little... Oh, look, somebody's just walked into the studio. How exciting. Would you like to talk about birds, chaps? Or you don't have to.
They look suitably bemused. We're
discussing... Well, I'm not surprised you look so... We are suitably bemused as well, because...
We still haven't found it. We're having this conversation. Can I just explain? Anyone who's turning on now and thinking they've finally completely lost it, or maybe John has...
And that goes on and on. Happy birthday to the Today programme, born this week in 1957. So, with Radio West launching in Bristol 38 years ago...
Yes, it's me, Nino, and you can join me every weekday morning on Radio West from 6 o'clock.
A fond Danny Baker farewell from Radio London 7 years ago.
Good afternoon, everybody, on the very final show up here in the Treehouse. They cancelled us for financial reasons.
Dan, you know, I was thinking about this. Aren't you also DJ of the Year in perpetuity?
No, it's got nothing to do. This is not about me. indeed. And as I say, it would be nice if they'd rung us up.
Can you remind me?
Commercial radio coming to Ipswich 44 years ago.
Oh, well. Number one.
And Global taking control of all the GCAP brands 11 years ago. Those are this week's Radio Moments.